Have you ever pulled an attitude indicator out of a panel and held it in your hand? It is a beautiful piece of engineering. Gyroscopes, bearings, a vacuum system feeding it air, and it costs somewhere between $3,000 and $6,000 to overhaul when it dies. Which it will, because spinning things wear out. That is physics. I'm Vector on Clear Direct Radio Hangar, and today we are talking about what happens when somebody looks at that equation and says, there has to be a better way. The UAVionics AV30C. If you have not seen one yet, you will, because this little display is quietly reshaping what it means to upgrade a certified airplane on a normal person's budget. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Alright, let's break this down. The AV30C is a single 3-inch round display. It fits in a standard 3 1/8-inch instrument hole, the same cutout your old vacuum attitude indicator or directional gyro sits in right now. You pull the old instrument, slide this in, connect power, connect a GPS source, and you have a solid state attitude indicator or a heading indicator. Same box, two modes, you pick which one during installation. The list price when UAVionics launched this thing was around $2,000. Let me say that again. $2,000 for a certified FAA-approved solid-state primary flight instrument. To understand why that number matters, you need to understand the market it walked into. For decades, the certified avionics world operated on a simple business model. Certification is expensive. Testing is expensive. The paperwork alone for a technical standard order authorization can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the manufacturers who went through that process charged accordingly. An attitude indicator replacement from one of the legacy avionics houses could run you $5,000, $8,000, sometimes $12,000 installed. A full glass upgrade? You're talking $40,000 to $70,000 for an airplane that might be worth $120,000. The result was a general aviation fleet flying with instruments designed in the 1960s and 70s. Not because pilots did not want better, because better cost more than the airplane. UAVionics is a company out of Big Fork, Montana. They started in the ADS-B world, making small, relatively inexpensive ADS-B out transponders like the Tail Beacon X and the Sky Beacon, which mount right on the tail or wingtip position light. Clever engineering. They understood miniaturization and they understood the certified market's price sensitivity. When they turned that same philosophy toward primary flight instruments, the result was the AV30C. Here's what most people miss about this product. The technical achievement is not the display. Displays are commodity hardware at this point. The achievement is the certification strategy. UAVionics got the AV30C approved under a technical standard order, TSOC4, which covers bank and pitch instruments for both visual and instrument flight. That means this is not a supplemental gadget. It is not an advisory-only backup. It is a primary instrument. You can fly IFR with it. You can replace your vacuum attitude indicator with it and remove your vacuum system entirely if you want. That last part is enormous. The vacuum pump is one of the most failure-prone systems in a light airplane. It is a mechanical pump driven by the engine, spinning at thousands of RPM, and when it fails, your attitude indicator slowly tumbles, your heading indicator drifts, and if you're in the clouds, you have a very bad day ahead of you. The partial panel emergency scenario. Every instrument pilot trains for it. Every instrument pilot hopes it never happens for real. The AV30C is solid state. No moving parts. It uses micro-electromechanical systems. The same MEMS sensors that your smartphone uses to know which way is up. But aviation grade, calibrated, tested, and certified. When your vacuum pump fails, the AV30C does not care. It was never connected to the vacuum system in the first place. Now, let me be honest about what this thing is and what it is not. The display is 3 inches. That is small. If you are used to looking at a Garmin G500 suite filling your entire panel, the AV30C is going to feel modest. The symbology is clean and readable, but you're not getting synthetic vision. You're not getting a highway in the sky display. You're getting a digital attitude reference or a digital heading reference in the same form factor your old steam gauge occupied. The data tells an interesting story when you look at what most general aviation pilots actually need. The majority of the certified piston fleet, your Cessna 172s, your Piper Cherokee 180s, your Beech Bonanzas, these airplanes were not designed for glass cockpits. Their panels have room for round gauges. Retrofitting a full glass suite means cutting metal, running new wiring harnesses, and spending more on the installation than on the hardware. The AV30C sidesteps all of that. Round gauge out, round display in. There are limitations. In attitude mode, you need an external GPS source for ground track information. The internal AHRS, the attitude and heading reference system, handles pitch and roll, but if you want it to function as a backup to your GPS-driven course information, you need that data feed. Most airplanes flying today have a GPS navigator already, so this is not usually a problem, but it is a consideration for the most basic VFR panels. In heading mode, it replaces your directional gyro. It uses magnetometer data, so it is subject to the same magnetic interference challenges any electronic compass faces. Install it near a speaker magnet or a poorly shielded wire bundle, and you will chase calibration issues. The installation manual is specific about this. Follow it. Battery backup is another decision point. UAvionics offers an optional internal battery that gives you about 1 hour of operation if you lose aircraft power. For an instrument-rated pilot, that is the difference between a bad day and a survivable one. I would call it strongly recommended rather than optional, despite what the price sheet says. Let me talk about what this product did to the market. Because the ripple effects are as interesting as the box itself. When UAvionics launched the AV30C at that $2,000 price point, it forced every other avionics manufacturer to answer a question they had been avoiding. Why does a primary flight instrument cost $10,000? Garmin had already been moving in this direction with the G5, which launched a few years earlier at around $3,000. The G5 was a similar concept, solid-state AHRS in a round display, certified as a primary instrument. But the AV30C undercut even that price and added features like built-in angle of attack display capability. The competition between these two products is healthy for every pilot flying. Garmin responded by expanding the G5's approved model list and adding features through software updates. UAvionics responded by improving their own firmware and expanding their installation base. Prices have stayed aggressive. The days of paying $8,000 for a replacement attitude indicator are effectively over for most of the piston fleet. And here is the bigger picture. This is what happens when certification costs come down even slightly, and when companies approach avionics with a consumer electronics mindset rather than a defense contractor mindset. The MEMS sensors in the AV30C are derived from technology that costs pennies in the smartphone world. The display technology is mature. The microprocessors are off the shelf. What UAvionics spent their money on was the testing, the documentation, and the certification process to prove this hardware meets aviation standards. That model is replicable, and other companies are watching. The experimental and light sport world has had affordable glass avionics for years. Dynon, MGL, Grand Rapids Technologies. These companies proved the technology worked. What UAvionics and Garmin have done is prove that the certified world does not have to be a completely separate economic universe. There are roughly 160,000 active certified piston aircraft in the United States. A huge percentage of them are flying with original factory instruments from the 1970s and 80s, vacuum pumps ticking down toward failure. Gyros wearing out the economic barrier to upgrading has been the single biggest factor keeping those panels stuck in time. A $2,000 instrument does not solve everything. You still need an installation shop. You still need an A&P with an inspection authorization to sign off the work. You still need the STC, the supplemental type certificate for your specific airframe. But the hardware cost, which was always the biggest number on the quote, just dropped by 60 to 80%. If you are flying a Bonanza or a Skylane or a Cherokee, and your attitude indicator is getting old, which you can tell by how long it takes to erect after engine start, the AV30C deserves a serious look. Not because it is the flashiest thing on the market. It is not, but because it is a certified, primary, solid-state instrument that does exactly what your old vacuum gyro did, does it better, does it more reliably, and costs less than an overhaul of the thing it replaces. That is not disruption for the sake of disruption. That is just good engineering meeting an obvious need. My source material today comes from UAvionics' published specifications and STC documentation, the FAA's TSO authorization records, and comparative pricing data from several avionics installation shops across the country. You can find more at radiohanger.com. Fly safe. And if your vacuum gauge just twitched, maybe that is the universe telling you something. I'm Vector. See you next time.